Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network. Today is May the 22nd. In the life of the Church, we celebrate Helena of Constantinople, a protector of the holy places, who died in 330. It's also an Ember Day. Thank you for coming to pray. Now let us begin. This is an obelisk. This is the seal of the Diocese of the State of Texas, and the name on it is Kane, the Reverend Thomas W. Kane on the left, and Betty Kane on the right, who both died in 1900. New memorial markers honoring the Reverend Thomas Kane, the first black priest to serve in the Episcopal Diocese of Texas, and his wife Elizabeth, also better known as Betty, will be dedicated and commemorated during events in Galveston on June the 1st. An 8-foot-tall obelisk at the site of Kane's grave in Lakeview Cemetery will be dedicated at 10:30 a.m. Afterward, a reception will take place at St. Augustine of Hippo Church, where Kane served as a priest from 1888 to 1900. At the site of a new marker and bench dedicated in memory of both Kanes. The location of Kane's grave had been lost to history until it was discovered in 2023 through a series of actions by members of three Episcopal churches. Trinity, Grace, and St. Augustine's in Galveston. Their sound has gone out into all the lands and their message to the ends of the world. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our hymn is O Gracious Light. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. We have three psalms this evening. Psalm 12, 13, and 14. Help me, Lord, for there is no godly one left. The faithful have vanished from among us. All speak falsely with their neighbor. With a smooth tongue they speak from a double heart. Oh, that the Lord would cut off all smooth tongues and close the lips of that utter proud boasts. Those who say with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are on our own. Who is Lord over us? Because the needy are oppressed, and the poor cry out in misery. I will rise up, says the Lord, and give them the help they long for. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined from ore, and purified seven times in the fire. O Lord, watch over us. Save us from this generation forever. The wicked prowl on every side, and that which is worthless is highly prized by everyone. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I have perplexity in my mind and grief in my heart, day after day? How long shall my enemy triumph over me? Look upon me and answer me, O Lord, my God. Give light to the eyes of lest I sleep in death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed, and my foes rejoice that I have fallen. But I put my trust in your mercy. My heart is full because of your saving help. I will sing to you, O Lord, for you have dealt with me richly. I will praise the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 14. Fools say in their heart, there is no God. All are corrupt and commit abominable acts. There is none who does any good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon us all to see if there is any who is wise. If there is one who seeks after God, everyone has proved faithless. All alike have turned bad. There is none who does good. No, not one. Have they no knowledge, all those evildoers, who eat up my people like bread and do not call upon the Lord? See how they tremble with fear? Because God is in the company of the righteous. Their aim is to confound the plans of the afflicted, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that Israel's deliverance would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of the chosen people, Jacob will rejoice and Israel be glad. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our canticle is the Song of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in you, O God, my Savior, for you have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You've shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You've come to the help of your servant Israel, for you have remembered your promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebearers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Jesus warns the critic and the indifferent. Our reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 24. Jesus said, "But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." Then he began to reproach the cities in which most his deeds of power had been done, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will be exalted in heaven. No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the deeds of power done in you have been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I will tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the Song of Simeon. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As we do on Wednesdays, I will say the versicle and you need to say the response of, we entreat you, O Lord. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. That your holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill. That we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses. That there may be peace to your church and to the whole world. That we may depart this life in faith and fear and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ. That we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in the communion of all your saints, trusting one another and all our life to Christ. Ember days call for us to find a quiet retreat and pray. Now the collect of the day for Helena of Constantinople, a protector of the holy places who died in 330. A collect for those to be ordained. A collect for protection and for the beauty of the earth, four prayers. Most merciful God who blessed your servant Helena with such grace and devotion to you that she venerated the very footsteps of our Savior, may we too, assisted by her prayers and example, be given the same grace to always see you, your glory in the cross of your Son. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, the giver of all good gifts in your divine providence, you have appointed various orders in your church. Give your grace, we humbly pray, to all who are now called to any office and ministry for your people. And so fill them with the truth of your doctrine and clothe them with holiness of life, that they may faithfully serve before you to the glory of your great name and for the benefit of your holy church. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, the life of all who live, the light of the faithful, the strength of those who labor in the repose of the dead, we thank you for the blessings of the day that is past, and humbly ask for your protection through the coming night. Bring us in safety to the morning hours through him who died and rose again for us, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. These are poppies for the beauty of the earth. Poppies have become associated with Memorial Day and Remembrance Day, but they are beautiful in their own right. For the beauty of the earth, we give you thanks, most gracious God, for the beauty of the earth and sky and sea, for the richness of mountains, plains, and rivers, for the songs of birds and the loveliness of flowers. We praise you for these good gifts and pray that we may safeguard them for our posterity. Grant that we may continue to grow in our grateful enjoyment of your abundant creation to the honor and glory of your name, now and forever. Amen. In the Anglican cycle of prayer this evening, we're praying for the Diocese of Enugu, the Church of Nigeria, in the Anglican Commune. Our Wednesday evening prayer list is for disaster and terror victims. We pray for those who have lost their lives and homes due to tornadoes that moved across the southern part of the United States and the storms that have moved across the southern part of the United States. For the cargo ship that toppled the Key Bridge in Baltimore, where seven are dead, where seven died in the Israeli attack on the World Food Kitchen personnel. For Alexei Navalny's family and friends, and Alexei, who was murdered in prison. Tribal bloodshed and earthquake in Papua New Guinea. Haiti, state of emergency, and an acting prime minister resigned. Israeli and Hamas at war. 32,000 are dead in Gaza. 100 Israeli hostages. War threatens between Congo and Rwanda, displaced 1 million people. We also pray for prisoners on Wednesdays. Putin jails a sociologist for 5 years for criticizing his invasion of Ukraine. 50 journalists in Myanmar, Salzai Thaiki was given a 20-year sentence. Evan Gershkovich of the Wall Street Journal was sentenced and extended. His sentence was extended to June. Vladimir Kara-Mercer Jr., a Russian opposition leader. Austin Tice, a journalist who was kidnapped in Syria in 2012, believed to still be alive. And political prisoners around the world. Verbruggen, serving a 15-year sentence. Cleve Thomas, serving the last years of a 20-year sentence. David, who is out of jail. Verse for Matthew. Children and families of prisoners. Prison chaplains and ministries. Sister Helen Pregen and all prison reformers. All who are condemned to die. And the innocent who are freed. Now is our prayer time. What's on your hearts today? What have you brought to the Lord to pray for? Heavenly Father, today I'm praying for Mary in hospice, who I'll visit this week and spend time with her as her life starts to draw to a close. Her family has said her breathing has become labored, and they believe she is approaching the end. Heavenly Father, Mary has had a fruitful life, and she has praised you throughout her life. I pray that her pain be lessened, and that your will be done in Mary's life. Amen. Now the prayer for the mission of the church. O God and Father of all whom the whole heavens adore, let the whole earth also worship you. All nations obey you, all tongues confess and bless you, and men and women everywhere love and serve you in peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video is called What If? This is by Nicole Nordeman from 2005.
What if you're right? And he was just another nice guy. What if you're right? What if it's true? They say the cross will only make a fool of you. And what if it's true? What if he takes his place in history with all the prophets and the kings? Who taught us love and came in peace? But then the story ends. What then? But what if you're the crown. fast as you can. And you've been looking for a place you can land for so long. But what if you're
what if? That's evening prayer for the 22nd. Thank you for coming to pray. Be safe from fear. Guard others from harm. Keep your distance, but stay close. Better days are coming. The Lord is in charge. Hope to see you tomorrow.